This is an R2SA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, December 27th, 2014. This week in security news. Twice this week, R2SA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding domestic terrorism threats. Perhaps most important, late last week, subscribers were notified that law enforcement agencies nationwide were being warned of the need for extra vigilance following the ambush-style slaying of two New York City police officers in Brooklyn. Despite efforts by the mainstream media to paint the gunman as an individual deeply troubled by racial tensions and perceived heavy-handedness of police towards the black population, investigations by independent media outlets show cop killer Ismail Brinsley, middle name Abdullah, to be a Muslim, an Arabic speaker, and by his own words, sympathetic to jihad. He was also a frequent visitor to the notorious Al-Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn, which itself has a 20-plus year history of support for terrorism. For instance, this specific mosque played host to Al-Qaeda co-founder Abdullah Azzam. Several of the mosque's members were behind the 1993 World Trade Center bombing plot, including the blind sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman. A one-time imam for the mosque, Gulsher Shukrajuma, was father to the famed Adnan Shukrajuma, a top Al-Qaeda operative who, after being hunted by the FBI for more than a decade, was killed just weeks ago in a gun battle with Pakistani forces. While the killing of the police officers is tragic, this incident is just one of an increasing number of Muslim attacks in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Australia. Listeners are reminded that in mid-October, AlertsUSA notified subscribers via SMS messages to their mobile devices that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security were warning law enforcement agencies nationwide about the threat of Islamic State-inspired terrorist attacks against police officers, soldiers, and other government workers. The warning was issued after a string of messages and fatwas appearing on the internet and social media outlets urging Muslims in Western countries to carry out attacks on, quote, soldiers, patrons, and troops, their police, security, and intelligence members, unquote. These messages were originally preceded by a lengthy fatwa issued by ISIS in September, which calls for lone wolf Muslims to kill as many as 10 million Americans. While the American public is being buffeted daily by slanted reporting from major news outlets, we urge listeners to keep the real threats on their radar. However politically incorrect it may be, two of the most formidable are as follows. 1. A major race war is brewing in the United States. Black-on-white violent crime is experiencing a major upswing nationwide. Watch your back. And 2. An increasing tempo of random attacks by Muslims on law enforcement, members of the armed services, and average citizens. Lest we forget, in just the last few months, we have seen Muslim attacks in Australia, beheadings for failure to convert in Oklahoma, multiple instances of attacks by Muslims on police in New York City and California, attacks on soldiers and government officials in Canada and several European countries, and on and on and on. And perhaps by design, the growing connection between militant Black Americans and Islam is shaping up to be a deadly confluence. In both instances, we strongly recommend maintaining a high level of vigilance and situational awareness when out and about, and if so motivated, avail yourself of local concealed firearm permits. These problems are not going away anytime soon, are expected to increase, and your best line of defense is increased awareness and a means of protecting yourself and family. You can find much more in this story, including additional details on the high points made in this report, as well as links to and additional analysis on the ISIS manifesto calling on Muslims to attack Americans and the citizens of other coalition member states in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, AlertsUSA continues to closely monitor the domestic terrorism threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers of any developments signaling a change in the overall threat picture as events warrant. Turning next to Eastern Europe. Listeners will recall that last week, AlertsUSA and Threat Journal reported on the announcement made by the White House that President Obama would be signing a bill from Congress which adds new sanctions on Russia and would codify into law the provision of lethal military aid to the Ukrainian government. If you have not had a chance to read this piece, it is well worth taking a few minutes to review. This week, Russia responded, and they are clearly not backing down. On Friday the 26th, AlertsUSA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices that Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the country's new military doctrine, which reflects the emergence of new threats against its national security, names the U.S. and NATO as the Federation's main foreign threats, and which retains the strategy to use nuclear weapons if the country or its allies come under conventional attack. So as to reinforce their message to the West, just hours prior to the new military doctrine being signed, Russian Strategic Missile Forces carried out another test of an RS-24 Yars ICBM with multiple warheads. Launched from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome in the country's extreme northwest near the border of Finland, the missile flew across the length of Russia to its target at the Kura test range on the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Far East. You can find much more detail on this story, including links to a detailed comparison between the new and former written doctrines in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. We strongly recommend checking it out. Alert USA continues to closely monitor tension in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine and will issue additional alert messages to subscriber mobile devices as threats and events warrant. In a brief Ebola update, on Sunday of this week, the highly respected investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson told Fox News that the CDC is currently tracking 1,400 possible Ebola cases in the United States, though they are not making the information public. Here's a clip from Atkinson's interview.
It ceased to be a story for those of us here when Americans were no longer involved or at least infected, and that troubles me.
I think there's some credence to what you say, but I also think just having the experience and looking at how media coverage is steered, I would say once the Ebola czar came in, they quit putting out the head of the CDC, no more interviews. They quit.
Tom Friedman used to be on every channel every day.
Someone decided, I think.
Yeah.
When we give information, they cover it. If we don't give information, it will fall off the stage, and it largely did. I called CDC not long ago and said, how many active cases are being monitored in the United States of Ebola? And they said 1,400. I said, where is that on your website, these updates? They said, we're not putting it on the web. So I think there is an effort to control the message and to tamp it down. This is public information we have a right to, and I think the media should not hype it, but cover it.
Listeners are reminded that Alert USA warned that this was taking place all the way back in October. In addition, as of December 24th, the World Health Organization reports a total of more than 19,400 cases of Ebola virus disease, as well as more than 7,500 deaths in the current outbreak. As previously reported, both the World Health Organization and CDC estimate these numbers could be four or more times greater due to unreported cases and flawed record-keeping. You can find much more on this story, including links to the full interview with investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. Here again, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the spread of the Ebola virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of any confirmed cases in North America or any other significant related developments as events warrant. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that in addition to a standing U.S. government-issued worldwide caution and separate worldwide travel alert, this week, the State Department issued an updated travel warning for Mexico, holding at 44 the number of locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. If you are planning travel abroad this holiday season, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, December 27th, 2014.